I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tēnā koutou e te iwi, nau mai hoki mai ki Everyday Māori, the podcast where we teach you everyday Māori. Ko Hemi Kelly ahau.
Ko Āpera Woodfine ahau. Tēnā koe e hoa.
Tēnā koe e hoa.
E mihi ana ki a koe.
E mihi ana ki a koe. I was teaching actually that today in one of my classes about terms of address, and e hoa is our most common term of address. And I was saying, it's like when you greet someone and you're like, hey mate, hey Nan, hey Pop. I was trying to think of the equivalent in English for all the other things like tēnā koe koro, tēnā koe kui, you know, those terms of address we use that are real common, and I thought, oh, it's not really the same in English. Like, you don't really greet an elderly person you don't know as Pop or Gran or Ma.
Right, you know? Right, yeah, it's a bit different, isn't it?
And like, ehoa is the most common one. But yeah, just interesting. We were going there and we were saying, you can't translate it literally. You can't be like, greetings, old man. We just have to think, this is a greeting to an old man. This is a greeting to a friend. So, kia ora e hoa.
Kia ora e hoa. Well, we're going to be talking a bit more about that today, aren't we? The Tirohanga Māori, Māori perspective. It's going to fit into today's kaupapa, right?
Absolutely. Tirohanga Māori. Tā te Māori te tiro ki te ao. Māori worldview.
Cool. Nō reira, he aha te kaupapa?
A me te o.
A me te o.
Those two letters can make up a word.
A and or
make ao, ao, which means what?
World.
Yeah, world. And, you know, some people describe ano as a value system or a way of categorizing things in the world and an insight into the way our tūpuna viewed the world.
Hmm.
How have you, I suppose, understood it in your learning?
I was presented it at university as being, yeah, a way to show a particular kind of connection between two things, because those connections can vary in different ways, and we've got to use the appropriate a or to distinguish those connections.
Koia, that's how I think about it, that's how I describe it. It's showing the nature of the connection between two things. So going back to what I said earlier, maybe it shows a value system. You know, maybe there's other explanations out there, but let's focus on that explanation today about using āno to show the nature of a connection between two subjects.
Rawe.
Just going back to ao, and āo makes ao, of course that's something that's, you know, been thought about in the education system, because traditionally our tūpuna wouldn't have looked at ā in or the way we look at it and study it now. It would have been inherent. They would have learnt as they grew up speaking how to use the ā and or respectively, and of course it was a verbal language, it wasn't written down, so they would have never actually viewed that letter ā and or and made ao together. That's my opinion. I think that's quite a new idea. But it makes sense, right, to think about it like that?
I mean, we've got to find a way to teach it. You know, we're in the situation now where people want to learn it, and as a non-native speaker, you know, and so we've got to find a way to convey that information, I suppose.
And there's been a few people and a few throughout the years, educators, who have created different resources to help teach it, to help explain it, to help make it clear to learners, to help divide things, and you'll see in lots of different rauemi, lots of different pukapuka that have been, you know, created throughout the years, you'll see different people's interpretations of āno and how they explain it to help the learner. And the one that I use that I think is really on, that's really clear, it helps me remember and it helps my students remember, is a model that was created by Pānia Papa and Heketu Blake, and they use the whakahua, the image of a feke, of an octopus, to talk about the or category. And the feke has eight kawe kawe, eight tentacles.
Kawe kawe. I was going to say why.
Ai e momo why. E waru ngā kawe kawe o te whiki.
There's 8 legs on an octopus.
And each kawe kawe represents a different subcategory for the or category. Let's look at it.
Cool. So all of these are going to represent subcategories of the or category. Is that right?
Aye. And what helps you there is this image of a whiki, which we know has 8 kawe kawe. And then each kawe kawe is either starting with a w or a f word. So you've got whiki, and then each kawe kawe is going to start with a w or a f.
Cool. So let's go through them one by one. We'll introduce these subcategories, and then we'll talk about the things that fit in them.
Tuatahi, whakaruruhau.
Whakaruruhau. What's that, Hemi?
Whakaruruhau is shelter. That's the kupu for shelter. So everything that shelters us.
Okay, cool.
In that category, we have
whare.
Whare. Yeah, we have, what else do we have?
Hamarara.
Ai, hamarara. Hamarara shelters you from the rain.
Umbrella.
Ai. Also in this category, we might take into consideration relationships where one person or party acts as a shelter or protection to the other. An example of that would be te rangatira me te kaimahi.
Okay.
So the boss, the employer, and the worker, the employee.
Okay.
Ko mea tōku rangatira.
Right.
Okay. So-and-so is my boss, my rangatira. That could also be in another category, which is whanaungatanga. Whanaunga. But some people look at it in this way as well, as whakaruruhau, that person is sheltering the kaimahi. They're not superior or above them, but instead that's their role in the nature of their connection. They act as a whakaruruhau.
Okay, I can see that connection. I like it.
Another example would be te kaiako me ngā ākonga.
Okay, right. Oh, that's a really common one, actually.
Ko mea tōku kaiako.
Ai. Cool. Te kaiako o ngā akoranga.
Te kaiako o ngā ākonga.
Ākonga.
O ngā ākonga. O ngā tamariki. Okay. Ai, te kaiako o āpera.
Tōku kaiako.
Ai.
Kapai. What's number 2? Te tuarua.
Tuarua. You're wearing them all over your body.
Whakarākai?
Whakarākai. Whakarākai. Whakarākai means adornments. That's what that word means. But under that karangatanga or that category, whakarākai encompasses, all the things we wear that we adorn our tinana with.
Okay, cool.
Nō reira, ko ngā
kākahu, ngā pounamu.
Ai, ngā taonga, ngā heitiki, ngā heikaki.
Heikaki.
Ngā
heitaringa.
Taringa.
Cool. So, necklaces and earrings.
Tā moko. Ngā moko.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Cool. He whakarākai.
Cool.
There's a connection to the tinana, connection to the body there. Pai, so all of those whakarākai that we wear on our tinana.
Cool.
Nō reira, he tauira?
He tauira, te kākahu o āpera.
Te kākahu o āpera. Te kākahu o āpera.
Rather than te kākahu a āpera.
Koia.
Just to be clear.
And as we go through, we can look a little bit deeper into some of these, and there's a lot of whakamārama explanations about our understanding our tinana being tapu, being sacred, and that things that come into contact with our tinana are also tapu to us and special to us. And so people talk about that there being a connection to awe as well, this category, with whakarākei.
Cool.
Toru.
Whakaora.
Whakaora.
Whakaora. Things that give us life.
Ai. Wai Māori.
Wai Māori.
We need it. Without it. Ka mate. Rongoā.
Rongoā. Cool. Medicine.
Ngā rongoā. Hei tauira. Example. Kei whea tōku rongoā. Where's my medicine? Kei whea tōku rongoā. So we can see there we're using or either in just a or on its own. Tōku, tāku, nāku, nōku. It comes into all these different words when we talk about possession, belonging, and showing connection between two subjects.
Cool.
He mea tua nō I roto I tērā kaupapa? I'm just thinking out loud, like, it's always wai Māori and rongoā. Is there anything else in that kaupapa?
I mean, I'm thinking anything that gives us life? What about things that inspire us and give us zest and vitality.
Pia, what about your faith? Tōku whakapono. That might come into this next one though, which is like whakahua.
Right, okay.
Whakahua. Whakahua, all of our karearoto, our thoughts, our feelings. So our whakaro, our thoughts, our karearoto, our feelings. Tōku aroha.
Okay.
Tōku aroha. Tōku pōuri. Ōku hia hia.
Okay. So that's anything, feelings, emotions, thoughts, all of those things are going to be coming under the whakahua.
Whakahua.
Category.
Aye, and they're also kind of a part of me, you know. And so that's another category we'll get to. Hea tētahi atu tauira, whakahua.
Te whakahua. Tōku hiakai?
Tōku hiakai, aye. He kaha tōku hiakai, i ara. Tua whā.
Whanaungatanga.
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 Whanaungatanga is very important.
It is.
Whakawhanaungatanga, building relationships. Whanaungatanga, relationships. But here we're just looking at some specific relationships. Whanaungatanga, we're in the all category with relationships. So not all relationships.
Okay.
Which relationships?
I don't know how to answer that skillfully, I'm afraid.
Think about your whakapapa.
Mm.
Connections, relations.
So those who are at the same level.
Same generation.
Generation or above.
Koia.
Would that be right?
Koia. Whakapapa. And this is going back to tāte Māori te tiro ki te ao, a Māori way of looking at the world. We're not focusing on someone's age and that relationship to us. Instead, we focus on the generation and that connection to us. So, all right, same generation and up. Kei te tika tau. So, my sister, tōku tuahine. Tōku tuahine.
Okay, cool.
Have you got any younger siblings?
I do, actually. He's 15.
Same generation.
It's the same generation, though, isn't it? Okay, yeah, cool. So,
came from the same place.
Tōku tuakana.
Tōku teina.
Oh, tōku teina, of course. Tuakana is specifically for older.
He would call you tōku tuakana.
Right, okay. Right. So the pronoun is different, but the O and R category is the same.
It's the same because you are of, regardless, 30 years, you know, some siblings have quite a few years between them, but same generation. Cool. Same generation, and that's the focus in te ao Māori, is about generation. Ai, whakapapa. And the kupu for generation, one word is whakapaparanga.
Whakapaparanga. I like it.
Whakatupuranga, another one.
Right.
We're not going to yet get into those people in our whānau who are of whakapaparanga underneath us. So whanaungatanga, looking at those who are of the same generation and above. Tōku māma.
Tōku papa.
Tōku kuia.
Tōku koro.
Ka pai.
We'll save the rest for the R category.
Tahi, rua, toru, whā, rima. Ono.
Ono. Ono. Ko te waka.
Pretty straightforward.
Mm.
Waka. Anything that carries us from A to B. Ne? Modes of transport. Ko ngā momo waka katoa. Ai.
Ko te motoka, ko te hoiho, ko te waka rererangi.
Ai. Ko te waka topa topa. ko te topa 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 topa. Waka topa topa. Ko te waka tūroro. Ko te tūroro, ko te tangata māwiwi. Tangata e...
Tūroro.
Ai, ko te... Ngā momo waka katoa. Tai atu ki ngā... Ki te kutarere. Tai atu ki tō skateboard. Tō papa... Hea te kupu mo te skateboard.
Te papawira.
Papawira. E rā mea katoa he momo waka. Nō reira ka kia. We would say... You know, ko tōku papawira. This is my skateboard.
Okay.
Mm.
Te papawira o āpira.
Te papawira o āpira. It shows me, this is the connection between you two. This is a mode of transport for you.
Right.
Mm.
So would it be fair to say that because this is an all category thing, like the things that we've just mentioned, does that imply that from a Māori perspective that waka are kind of seen as something precious to us?
I think everything's precious. You know, that we can't. It's not about being precious, because when we get to the R category, we see that our children and stuff fit into that category. Right. So I wouldn't say it's about being precious. Some people do say, there's lots of different ways to describe it. I've heard some people say that we depend or rely on the things in the all category.
Mm, okay.
You can see that with whare, with whakaruru hau. We depend on shelter to survive. With rongoā, with wai Māori, we depend on that to live. With our older generations, we depend on at some point in our life to live.
Mm.
And then we are that for those who are in the R category in terms of relationships. So maybe it's this nature of depending or needing.
Right.
Mm-hmm, which, you know, is one explanation.
Right, right.
And this next one as well, you can see that as well. Wāhi.
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 Cool, yeah.
Te whenua.
Te whenua.
Yeah. Right. The land, places, home.
Mm.
Ko tōku kāinga tēnei, you know, as in the place, the village or the home.
Mm.
Yeah. Tō whenua, your land, where you come from.
Mm.
Tōku whenua. Mm.
Mm. Te whenua ōhemi.
I don't have any whenua, but yeah.
Well, actually, sorry, this is slightly off topic here, but what about te whanganui a tara?
Pātai pai, pātai pai. This has come up in Kōrero in the past, because you see it with a lot of the place names, right? Te ika a Māui.
Right.
Te whanganui a tara. Taupō nui a tia.
Mm.
One explanation. And I'm always going back to one explanation, is that those places, we look at our place names like that, they were either named by that tupuna or discovered by that tupuna or made famous by that tupuna, and then it kind of rests under that mantle of that tupuna.
Okay.
Ko te tupuna koia te take I rongo nui ai te wāhi, I kite ai rānei taua wāhi, and so it kind of rests under their mantle. That's one whakamārama.
Okay.
Mm. We've got one more. Ko tahi anō.
Ko tahi anō. Te mea whakamutunga, wāhanga.
Wāhanga. Wāhanga is a part of something, literally.
Mm.
A part.
A part of something. Okay, yeah. Nō reira, te...
Te ringaringa o te tīnana.
Okay.
The hand of the body. Ngā whārangi.
Ngā whārangi o te pukapuka?
Ngā whārangi o te pukapuka, okay. The pages of the book. Te kuaha?
Te kuaha o te whare?
Yeah, te kuaha o te whare, the, okay. The door of the house. And, you know, what we don't want to do, mo te ao me te o, is go, oh, food is a. Food is always a. Kyle, we always need to look at what's the connection here between these two things, and then I know whether it's a or. I need to look at the context. I need to step back and go, oh, tai hoa. Because I, food can be a, but food can also be a part of something. For example,
te kai o te māra.
Yeah, te kai o te māra, that's perfect. The food of the garden.
Mm.
Te kai o te māra. He wāhanga, it's a part of that place.
Right.
Aye.
So it's going to fit into the or category instead of the R category, which it would fit into if it was just someone's food.
Someone's food. So it's always looking at the context. What's the connection here between these two things?
Mm.
Rather than learning words, this is R and this is O.
Ka bai. So that's all of the O category. And everything else is R category. Thank you. Good night.
Yeah, let's just leave it there. Kia ora koutou. We're going to take an interlude here. We just decided that this kōrero is going on a little bit, and since we've looked at or, we'll stop it here, and we'll create another episode for the R category. So, hoki mai a te rā wiki, come back, join us next week, where we continue the kōrero, looking at the R category. Kia ora koutou.
A te rā wiki.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātāwai, kia ukai poa nō te reo.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.